From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio. UC Berkeley was the site of a violent protest that's now dragging the education system into a fight with President Trump. It started last night when demonstrators protested a planned speech by controversial right-wing commentator Milo Yiannopoulos. The university said protests were peaceful until a group of people showed up and started lighting fires, smashing windows. The university canceled the speech, citing safety concerns. Then, early this morning, Trump weighs in, questioning in all caps whether Berkeley should have access to federal funds. Marketplace's Rima Kreis joins us from L.A. to talk about this. Rima, we should say we don't know exactly what money Trump is referring to, but broadly, how important are federal dollars to a school like UC Berkeley?
They are important. UC Berkeley, it's essentially the flagship campus of the University of California system, and it gets federal money for three things. That's research, financial aid, and healthcare programs. So financial aid, that includes student loans, grad fellowships, Pell Grants. When it comes to Pell Grants, the system has a very high proportion of recipients, eight times as many as the entire Ivy League combined.
And tell us more about those research dollars.
Right. Federal money is the single most important source of support for research. For UC Berkeley, federal dollars make up about 55% of its research funds, which is a lot, or $370 million to be exact. Its two largest sponsors are the National Institute of Health and the National Science Foundation.
Now, Trump's tweet, it's unclear. There's a question mark. We don't know exactly what he might do with this. But if he wanted to withhold federal dollars, cut federal dollars from Berkeley, can he do this?
I posed that exact question to Alicia Dowd. She's an education professor at Pennsylvania State University.
He can't withhold funds on his own. He would need congressional cooperation.
And she told me research dollars are tied to corporate interests.
Because we have drug development, we have healthcare clinical trials. So that those types of issues cut across the board for Democrats and Republicans.
Over the decades, Berkeley has made a lot of huge health discoveries, more than 50, including the flu vaccine in the 1940s, and more recently, a treatment for malaria.
Okay, Marketplace's Rima Kreis, thanks.